each time we interview the owner of the month, there's one theme that seems to come through, and that is that the owners invest in a horse. If it's a female horse, often they're not they don't win races or they don't get to the track, but they stick like glue. They back their judgment. And I think this month's winner is another example of that. It is Trevor Moyle who is joining us. Good morning, Trevor.
G'day, Ray. How are you going?
I'm going well. Now, I'm reading your story. It's pretty much that case. You started off by buying a mare, but it never raced?
No. That was CU Raji, which, she never got to the races. She had a bit of an accident in the paddock, and the person that was adjusting her, she rang us up in tears, and I said, look, you know, it's not your fault. Horses do silly things.
Mm-hmm.
And we tried to push through, you know, because it was the leg was a little bit not good to look at, but it was still functional. And so we tried to push on, but we got to the point that it wasn't going to happen, and we decided to put it to the breeding barn.
Okay, now that's the big decision, because the costs start to mount up then. But you, to cut the story short, you bred a filly. Is it Sue Sooney Princess?
Yeah, that's right, yeah. So she's been a lot of fun to us. She hasn't been a well beater, but, you know, things are slowly coming to the top at the moment, and just a wonderful animal to do anything with.
Yeah.
And, you know, a lot of people have horses that are misbehave and whatnot, but this mare now, she seems to really know what it is to be a racehorse, and that does make the job a lot easier.
But it hasn't been easy, though, has it? She had bone chips at one stage?
Yeah. Look, initially, because it's exciting when you actually breed your own horse, and, you know, like, you don't know what you've got until you actually unfold it all, and going on reports from jockeys and whatnot, and we were getting good reports, and the guy that broke the horse in for us, Craig Curtis, he said, look, you're going to have a lot of fun with this horse, and, you know, and it has been that way, but unfortunately we've just sort of had a few hurdles to cross on the journey. So one stage she had tendonitis, so we had to put her in the paddock, and we were just at the point of syndicating, and so the people opted to not do it anymore, so we decided to go ahead with it ourselves.
So all along the way, you've backed your own judgment, haven't you?
Well, we have, yeah. Mm. You know, we've sort of been doing this for a while, and probably this one is the one that's shown a reasonable amount of potential, and that's all you're after. You know, you just want a journey, and you want a little bit of fun, and it's amazing the people you meet along the way.
Yeah, I guess you can't have a big high if you don't have the lows to recognise it. So she's raced pretty consistently in recent times, hasn't she?
Well, initially it was, you know, like, she's been beaten by Tony McAvoy horses and Lloyd Kennewell horses and all the horses that she's lost to on the post. They've gone on and won races, and we're just sitting back and going, oh, why?
Yeah.
You know, but the reason being is we've had to confront a few issues, like she's had little back ailments and joint problems, but Jan Kitt just keeps going. She's very, very determined, and she's getting a lot of fun out of it, and that's the main thing. I mean, that's the thing in this racing game. If you are down, you've got to pick yourself up and keep going again and hope for the next page to be better.
Mm. What's the future plans? She's now a city winner, isn't she?
No, she's not actually gone to those lengths. She had a win at Murray Bridge.
That was
just her maiden.
Yeah.
There. And she's actually down to race next Wednesday at Morfordville. And, I mean, this morning I was just helping Jan out every now and then. And I was having difficulty in holding her. She's got quite an attitude. That's the beautiful part about the animal. She's got an interesting blend. When she wants to fire up, she can fire up, and she was firing up this morning, certainly.
Well, so she's in good order, by the sound of it.
She's in very good nick. We've had a masseuse sort of helping us out. She has been quite beneficial to the horse. Her name's Shusani. And, you know, look, she's done a wonderful job. She's very good at what she does, and this is just a new direction that we've gone in, and it seems to be paying dividends. And she's slowly becoming known around the traps at Norfolk because she is very good at what she does.
Well, Trevor, thanks for telling us your story, and we can follow that horse now, and we know the background, and if it wins in town in the next month or so, we'll know all about it. So we appreciate you talking to us today.
Well, look out this Wednesday. She's going really well. So thank you for having us on your show.
Well, another wonderful, interesting story. Thank you very much. Trevor Moyle, the racehorse owner of the month.